the leisure industry, tourism, inner and outer tourism. Leanne Back is a tourism specialist at BDO, an audit advisory and tax firm. Leanne, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
We have some Stats SA figures about levels of occupancy at the various kinds of accommodation that are offered for travellers, and occupancy rates, and boy, they are dire.
They are absolutely dire. But I mean, what do we expect? People haven't been allowed to travel, so it's not like it's come as a surprise.
Yeah, but we're talking here September figures, and we had been allowed to travel for a while, and so do we look at those numbers, that 15% occupancy in hotels versus what was the average, close to 60% last year, and say, well, actually, we're lucky that enough people traveled, despite the uncertainty around travel, to get the hotels up to 15%.
Yeah, you see, you have to bear in mind that, obviously, there's a lot of factors coming to play. So I mean, we're relying on just the domestic market because obviously we've had no foreign tourists to fill up any of the accommodations. And the domestic market can't travel all the time. People have got to work. Plus they've got limited disposable income and children are at school. So, you know, we've got to fill up these accommodation establishments basically with weekend demand and holiday demand. We've also got to be realistic because a lot of these places used to cater for business travelers. And a lot of the business travel isn't happening, certainly not to the same level as it used to be from the domestic market. So this is all impacting on the sector. So just because we're allowed to travel doesn't mean that there's going to now be a flurry of demand for the accommodation. But I do have some October stats as well, which is over and above the September stats. Which sees a slight improvement on September, but this is just for hotels. It's not all accommodation. So looking at an average occupancy of roughly 30%, for those hotels that are open, and I think we also need to take into consideration that some establishments haven't actually opened yet. So some have closed permanently. There are those. We don't have the stats on that yet. But there are those who have opted not to open yet because it's just not worth their while because the cost of remaining closed are lower than the costs of opening, basically. But yes, and what we can see from the stats as well, if we look at it by regional variation, we can see that demand from largely from the domestic market has been particularly high for KwaZulu-Natal and also the sort of the more outlying provinces, and obviously higher demand around the Gauteng area. So in other words, Free State, Limpopo, Mpumalanga, Limpopo, KwaZulu-Natal. And the Western Cape has not done very well lately, talking in particular hotels in Cape Town, haven't done very well in actually filling up with domestic demand, if you want to call it.
I mean, do we know where the domestic demand normally stays in South Africa? Is it Airbnb? Is it guest houses, hotels, friends? I mean, how does one understand the fact that the Western Cape has not done well?
It's the full range. But obviously, with COVID, the demand levels, the demand cycles is changing. So demand to stay with friends and family is actually going down because people don't want to go and affect family and friends, obviously, or cause potential issues with that. But there is definite increased demand for self-catering accommodation, standalone units, so holiday homes. So this December, we are actually foreseeing that there's going to be quite a spike in demand for these sort of for Airbnb, standalone accommodation, self-catering. So those products that are traditional hotel type of establishments, it is recommended that if they're wanting to capture the domestic market, that they try and adapt their product slightly to cater for these sort of insular family groups. So people can almost self-isolate while they're in these establishments.
And Leanne, I don't know if there is any way of anticipating international travel to South Africa, whether you have access to the airline stats of flights that have been booked, because up until fairly recently, things were changing on a two-week-by-two-week basis, and it was very difficult to know whether you'd be able to board the flight that you wanted to board in order to go to Cape Town or Mpumalanga on holiday. But now you can come as long as you produce a less than 72-hour negative PCR test. And is there an indication that has changed the picture in any way, that it's led to more people booking air tickets to come to South Africa later this month, December, January, February, March?
Okay, so I don't have access to those stats at the moment.
Yeah.
But anecdotally, we are seeing little bits of interest from those people who are prepared to run the gauntlet. They've got to obviously get out of their country and get through the border requirements and the travel advisories from their country. And they've got to get through all those testing, land in our country, and then enjoy what we have here, and then leave again, which is also they've got to run the gauntlet there too. So there is definitely those who are tenacious and willing to do that, and there seems to be interest in especially wanting to escape what's happening in Europe. But we have to be realistic. It's very small compared to, I mean, we normally having 250,000 overseas tourists visiting us on a monthly basis. I mean, we're not going to get anywhere close to that. And so we have to be realistic. We have to accept the fact that the season is still going to be very much a domestic season with a little trickle of foreign tourists. So as much as the demand is there, the interest is there. Who will actually come is something else that we need to see. But we are also seeing, obviously, the people not wanting to, even if we could get booking stats, people are not wanting to book just yet because they don't know what's going to change in their own country or our country.
So there might be quite a lot of last-minute stuff then. Leanne Back, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. Tourism specialist at BDO, an audit advisory and tax firm.